Hi, hello, and welcome to episode 5 of Dress to Frill, a Japanese fashion podcast focusing on those who love the fashions but sometimes feel left out of the conversation. So this is my effort on getting a little bit back on track after being away for a couple of weeks before last episode because of workload and the virus and everything else going on in my life. But I should be able to get back on track now and get everything moving forward again. So if I lost you because I wasn't posting, I do apologize. But I will be back and posting as regularly as I can from here on out. Also, it's just me this episode, so if you liked Elise a lot, I'm sorry. She's not here for this episode. She's braving the outside world to go get us some groceries. So I still am working on the interview that I did with some of the members of my comm, and that should be up next week as the episode, and you'll also be able to listen to it in its entirety on my Patreon at patreon.com/dressedtofrill, as long as you're a patron, I believe $5 or higher, so you can enjoy my fake Patreon names. I named them after fake brand print titles that I made on a computer generated program. So I think that they're pretty entertaining. I tried to grab the funniest ones that popped up. But instead of the interview in this episode, I'm going to be talking about a couple of different indie brands and how the internet is making meets and conventions possible in this time of social distancing, and how Animal Crossing is kind of saving my sanity, and I think Elise is a little bit too, and some of my friends. So first up, let's talk about an indie brand that is extremely size inclusive and is currently having a crazy sale, Dalby. Owned and operated by a single extremely talented person of color, Dalby offers an almost unprecedented range of sizes with hand-drawn unique designs covering the three major styles of Lolita: sweet, classic, and gothic. I have not had the opportunity to purchase any of these dresses, but I have seen a few of them in person and the quality is excellent. They look gorgeous in person and the prints are super crisp and it's really, really nice. Dalby offers two bodice styles, an empire waist and a natural waist, with 5 sizing options from a 30 to 40 inch bust in their extra small to small, all the way to a 63 to 70 inch bust in their 5 to 6X. So they have a huge range of sizes. If you have been looking for a brand that really caters to the larger Lolitas out there, she definitely has you covered. Also, interestingly enough, because you can get the sizes, you can get the dresses in such a range of sizes, if you are a larger Lolita and you have a friend who is more of a straight size, this is an excellent opportunity to get in some twinning opportunities for the different dresses. A lot of them come in a couple of different colorways, if not more than just a couple. And so this could be a really good time to grab one for you and have a good friend grab another and twin, when normally one of the dresses would have to be modified or is difficult to find the full shearing of the print, anything like that. They are a bit on the pricey side, but keep in mind that it's one person showing caring for every aspect from initial fabric design all the way through to packaging and shipping. However, like I said before, right now Dalby is having a huge sale of 40% off all of their JSKs until the end of the month. So go check them out and help their designer through this rough time if you can. They also have casual dresses that I don't think are on the 40% off coupon or sale right now, but they are look like a comfortable sort of casual t-shirty sort of dress, kind of like what Lady Sloth and some other brands, like a cut-sew dress almost, of the prints that look really, really cute and comfortable. So continuing on that train of size inclusivity and brands owned by people of color, This is a deviation from my usual Lolita-centric clothing brands, dipping my toes into a wider variety of styles, all with one common thread. The style. I'm talking about Otaku apparel. From sizes ranging in 31 inches all the way to 59 inches in some of the options, they're extremely size-inclusive and focus on finding the kawaii in everything, including Furbies and Shrek. And to be like Stefan from SNL for a moment, they have everything. Skater dresses, thigh-high socks, earrings with the Shreks on them, Gudetama's shiny ass, and more. Shirts, pants, original characters, familiar faces, all-over patterns, magical girls, D&D nerds. Regardless of what you're into, you might find something on the site that speaks to you. Minhera, they got you. Transformation sequence-themed dresses, they did that. Necklaces, earrings, stickers, and so much more. Give them a look if you already haven't. I don't think you'll be disappointed. It really fulfills that sort of missing Lisa Frank quality, like, ultra neon, bright, colorful insanity that I've kind of missed since the 90s. So if you're a child of the 90s like I am, I would definitely give them a glance over because their stuff is really, really good. And I hope to own quite a few of the pieces. I don't already, mainly because I want to go see them in person. And I have unfortunately not been able to make it to a convention where they are vending at. But everything that I've seen, all of the videos and pictures and things like that, I follow them on Instagram, has been fantastic. And there's definitely a few pieces that I would really like to get. And there's a couple of pieces I want to get Elise, because I think she would like them a lot, because she's a really good, really big Magical Girl fan. Like always, none of these are paid sponsorships. No, I'm not getting any benefits from them, or any kind of merchandise or even codes at this point. I'm just talking to you guys and sharing what I find on the internet and what I think looks interesting. I apologize if you hear like this weird groaning, like creepy door creak in the background. We've been having some really severe winds through where I live, and one of the pieces of siding on my apartment, like right by where I record, is hanging down and squeaking, and my landlord hasn't fixed it yet. So I do apologize if you hear any weird haunted house style noises in the background of my podcast. But like I was saying, I'm not getting any benefits for these. I'm not getting any sponsorships. I'm not getting any merchandise. These are purely from either what I own already or what I have seen online, as far as the different people I follow and videos I've watched and things like that, to see some of these things in person a little bit more. So let's talk with how we're dealing as a community with the pressures and stresses of this virus that's going around. Obviously, some areas of the world are definitely being hit more hard and more severely by this right now, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be letting up anytime soon, unfortunately. But one thing we haven't let it do is stop us from doing what we enjoy. I've seen so many things take to Facebook and Twitch. My own com did a swap meet all on Facebook recently, and also got into, had a virtual tea party. We're organizing, and by we, I mean Mariah, the person who organizes everything for our com pretty much, is organizing a Animal Crossing event where we're going to go play games and visit some of the different people's islands. And I've seen Teco recently just did an all-online fashion, the fashion side of Teco did a fashion show and did all of the fashion panels from their homes and put on like a little mini convention. I've seen a lot of conventions, artist alleys, and things like that getting posted online to try to help support some of the artists that are really being hit hard by these conventions being canceled or postponed. So I know it sucks for everybody that goes to them because we can't go to them, but take a minute and look at some of the artists, look at some of the indie brands that you have enjoyed and appreciated over the years, and see if there's anything that you can buy, even if it's something small and inexpensive. If they've got a Patreon you can go and support, even if it's just temporary, just to help them make sure that they can continue to stay afloat, because they're getting hit really hard by a lot of this. Any kind of group that relies on clubs, on conventions, on restaurants, on anything like that is being really, really affected because their businesses or their avenues of business are closed. And for a lot of artists that do conventions, that's the way they make the majority of their money. Not a lot through Etsy or Store Envy or things like that. There's a lot more to be made at conventions. And so if we can try as a community to step up and say, hey, we still support you, we love you, we want you to, you know, be here when this is all over in the, you know, next year's conventions, then we really do need to step up and say, hey, here is, you know, a sticker purchase. That's all I can do right now. Or a lanyard or a t-shirt or an art print. Things that you would buy normally at the convention if you're able to. And if you're not able to, and I understand that there are a lot of people who are financially displaced because of this and are in bad situations, if you follow the artists on Instagram, go like their posts, go share them on your story, tell your friends about them, do whatever you can to help get them on the right algorithms, to show that you're there and that you're supporting them, even though you can't support them financially. It does mean a lot. Every one of those likes, every one of those comments, every one of those shares means so much to these artists and these people who are in dire straits right now as a result of this, that we are able to help because we can still support what they do as a company, as an artist, without, you know, through a different avenue. Obviously, you know, a waitress that has been, their restaurant has been closed and they're out of work, it's a little bit harder to support that kind of a situation, but there are still ways to do that. If you look online, if you message some of your favorite local restaurants, they might have GoFundMes set up to help their wait staff. I know a lot of places are doing that to try to assist. This has also resulted in my calm, all of this, and kind of shifting to online, has resulted in my calm getting a Discord, which is a really great option if you are in a calm that doesn't already have one. They're not hard to set up. They're really fun to use. I honestly like it way more than I like commenting in Facebook because it's just like instant responses back on things. And it's made, we're working on a group order right now, and it's made processing and finding things for different people in the comm so much easier to be on Discord than not on Discord. I think we're gonna continue to see things go in this route until we kind of, as a planet, are able to safely return to normal. But that doesn't mean that we have to stop wearing the fashion we enjoy. There is no rule saying you have to go out in Lolita in order to enjoy it. You can wear Lolita in your house and have a little mini, you know, photo shoot wherever. There's also nothing in the U.S., at least at this time, saying that you can't go outside, but you need to be conscious of how close your proximity to people and making sure that you're 6 feet away from anyone that isn't in your social bubble that lives in your house. So if you have a significant other or a roommate or someone who lives with you, go outside and take some pictures, take some cord shots, post them on Facebook, post them in the different groups that you may be a part of in the comm. I know, I believe Ruffle Chat is hosting, one of the Facebook groups is hosting like weekly or daily cord challenges to do a flat lay, basically of a fictional flat lay of some piece and how you would style it. Taking part in things like those brings the community closer together and gives you the opportunity to interact with some Lolitas that you might not normally interact with. And looking at them might give you some ideas of ways to cord things that you have in the future, but it's being used as a way to kind of escape from what's going on and still enjoy the fashion and still socialize, even though we have to be aware of social distancing and making sure that we're keeping everybody safe as much as we can. And so I was really struggling a lot personally with kind of finding a level and finding a balance in being happy with my new social distancing work from home situation. Not that I don't love working from home, because I honestly do really like it a lot. It's been hard to separate days and kind of give a time frame, because when you are working outside of your home, it's so easy to like, okay, yeah, you have a routine. In the morning, I leave the house at this time, and I know my day has started, and then at this time, I come home, and then start the rest of my day. And so now I know that it's the afternoon and evening, and it gives you that break up of your day to make it feel like you've actually had a day. Whereas working from home, it just kind of feels like my work day never ends, because I'm in the same place that I started my day in. And so it's sort of like everything is an office and everything is where I work now. And I've really kind of struggled with that. So one of the things that has been a huge lifesaver to me, and I mentioned it before, is Animal Crossing. I think that Nintendo couldn't have set up Animal Crossing to come out at a more necessary time as a society. I have met more people through Animal Crossing in the last month than I have, with the exception of when I first got into Lolita almost 2 years ago. And I've made new friends, I've gone to, you know, new places in the game, I've gotten all these clothes. It's really like kind of scratched that like wanting to buy Lolita itch that I haven't been able to sort of sate because I'm, you know, confined. But it's given me an opportunity and an avenue to reach out to some of my friends as well who have the game and play and interact with them in a way that is still safe, but we're still able to hang out, we're still able to get on Discord and chat, and it's a good avenue to accomplish that social interaction that you need, but it's also a good way to sort of break up your day and have something that is still home. Like, it's still something that, I mean, maybe you're lucky and you can play Animal Crossing while you're working. I don't. I can't. I mean, I could, but I don't. And it's nice to have that thing to still sort of cling to and say, okay, when I start playing Animal Crossing, I have stopped work and I am now in relax. I'm now at home. And I have a Switch Lite, so it's small and it's portable, and so I'll go outside and sit on my stairs at my apartment in the fresh air and play. Or, you know, walk up and down the sidewalk and be playing. And just to get out and do some, get some fresh air, see some sunlight, get some vitamin D, you know, where it doesn't feel quite so confining. And I think that while I understand that not everyone is interested or able to get Animal Crossing or anything like that, any kind of hobby, any kind of thing that you can find that you enjoy doing, keep doing it. Make it that break. And like, I know when I am doing this, I am now off work. I am now relaxing. I am now enjoying my time. Even, I mean, it could be art. It could be reading. It could be watching your favorite, you know, show for the 15th time. Go watch Parks and Rec again, or The Office, or Friends, or whatever your, you know, show is. Give yourself those little treats of, you know, comfort in these times to help keep yourself balanced and help to separate that. Wear Lolita, dress up in Lolita when you get off of, you know, when your day ends. And that way you can try to separate what you're doing and what is going on in the world right now. And what, you know, your work day if you're working from home. Plus, I mean, if you're into Animal Crossing, there's a bunch of cute Lolita stuff. A bunch. I've got a lot of it. So if you listen and you play Animal Crossing, send me an email. I'll send you my friend code. Come catalog my stuff if you don't already have it. Come check out my island. It's not much to look at. But it's been really fun. It's really helped me out a lot in getting some enjoyment and getting some relaxation that I feel is really necessary in these times. So find something that you like to do and make sure you keep doing it. Don't let this, everything that's going on, log off Facebook, take breaks from social media right now because it's so insane and there's so much misinformation happening. It's just rough. It's a rough time. So try to make the most of it. Try to do your best to get through it. We're all in this together. I know that that's easier said than believed sometimes, but you know, my inbox is always open. Even if you don't want your email read on air about anything, if you just need to talk to someone right now about things that are going on, let me know. I can't do much, but I'm at least someone that can pen pal with you a little bit. Also, speaking of pen pals, so USPS is in, shockingly, a really bad place right now. They're like, having a very hard time being able to financially stay, like, remain functioning, which I thought that it was a government process and that it was government funded, but I guess it's not. So, break out those pens, go buy yourself some stamps, because I don't know of a single Lolita that, in the US at least, that has not used USPS to ship some Lolita clothing. And if they're gone, that means that you're going to have to be paying UPS and FedEx prices, or, hell, DHL, and that's going to be twice or three times as much on some of the heavier stuff. They employ so many people. They are the backbone of so many indie brands being able to ship things at a reasonable price where people can justify buying it because the shipping's not crazy. So go support USPS. Go buy a roll of stamps. Go make some friends. Go make some pen pals. Start writing some letters. And let's try to do what we can as a community to make sure that a hugely important backbone of the US does not go away because of some virus. We've got to help to keep it open. Everyone uses it. Every single Lolita I have ever met ships by USPS if they are able to in the United States because it's cheaper. Who doesn't like cheaper shipping? everybody likes cheaper shipping, especially because they're still super fast. USPS is a great, great, great organization, company, I don't know. They're a great group of people who are doing something that is very necessary in order for us to get the Lolita fashion that we want and the other Japanese fashions that we want. And they need to stay in business and stay open. And the only way that they'll be able to is if we start supporting them. So, I've never bought stamps in my life, but I know I'm going to need to soon. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Dress to Frill. Please reach out with your questions, stories, creep callouts, and anything else pertaining to Japanese fashion at frillpodcast@gmail.com. Again, like I said before, if you, right now, if you just need somebody to talk to about all of this COVID-19 stuff and how you're feeling about it, please reach out to me and let me know. Like I said, I can't do a ton, but I am willing to be a eye to read your emails. I guess an ear to hear you, but, you know, email. So you can follow the podcast on Instagram at DressToFrill. You can follow me on Instagram as well at Roya Rampage. We also have a Facebook, DressToFrill. And like I said before, we have a Patreon right now, which is patreon.com/DressToFrill. And we're going to have a wide variety of things on there. Right now we have most notably a Discord, occasionally slightly early access to episodes. Whenever I do, hopefully I do start getting advertisements or sponsorships, the episodes that are posted on there will be sponsor and commercial free. Full access to interviews that I may do, with the full length of the interview, because the ones that I post on the actual podcast site may be shortened for brevity, but the ones that will be going up on Patreon will be the full length. I'll probably go through them and cut out the dead air or all of the kind of stuff, but other than that, I won't be cutting out any questions or any answers unless the person I'm interviewing requests me to because of sensitive information. So there's a little caveat there. Anyway, until next time, bye, goodbye.